Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bang! Welcome to the Dream Team Podcast!
Bang!
I'm your host, James Buckley. With me is my co-host, Jalal Hartley. Hello,
hey,
Jalal.
Hey, hi, guys.
How's it going?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
Have you had a good week?
It's been brilliant.
Good. Done anything to note?
I'll look at my notes. I can't remember what I've done.
That's a fair answer. I can't remember anything I've done, to be fair.
All I know is it's probably amazing, because generally, during my week, I think, what would Beyonce do? And then I do that.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Just looking at my diary and looking at how boring it is.
Yeah, mine is as well.
Just trying to see, why have I been instantly forgettable? Everything I've done of the last week.
It's the
week.
Worst question somebody can ask me. What have you been up to? Because I just think, I can't be bothered to tell you because it's so boring.
So this week, the most interesting thing I've done was I went to a casting session for a TV show that I'm working on and watched some people cast.
What's the TV show?
It's for a thing that we're doing with Baby Cal.
The white gold thing?
No, that's something else.
What's this thing then?
This is something Steve Coogan's production company.
Why have I not been at the casting?
That's a good point. It's a good point. To be fair, you're probably perfect for the part that I'm playing.
Brilliant, they should see me.
Well, no, I can't, you know. What? It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. I've been running your name through the mud big time all over this town. Making sure you don't get anywhere near any of my work.
Yeah, don't worry, I think it's belt and braces. I've taken care of that as well.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, just alienating everybody in the business.
Yeah.
I get distracted and bored very easily, and I think people just take it for not giving a toss.
I'd argue you should do the opposite.
What?
Sometimes I feel like you care too much. Maybe you focus on the wrong things. You care loads about the wrong things.
I think that's true.
You don't give a shit about the proper things you should be concentrating on.
I think
on.
That might be true.
Sounds hilarious from the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, being on the inside, being me, is a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, well. What's coming up on the show, Jim?
Coming up on the show, we'll be hearing more of your five-star feedback. That's basically it.
It's pretty much it, isn't it?
It's come to the end of the season and we've run out of stuff. But we have got our friend, third time on the show. He's made it a hat-trick, YouTuber extraordinaire. It is Spencer Owen. Also on the show, don't forget to phone in the third time you hear the word sick. That's sick. Not including those two times I've said it. But phone in the third time you hear it from now, the word sick. Not including that one. After I said the word sick that time I just said it there. After that, phone in when you hear the word sick. Not that, don't count that one. After that, I'm not going to say it again, but phone in the third time you hear it from now.
Sick, sick, sick.
Oh, why did you do that? Now people will be phoning in.
Yeah.
Look, don't discount every time James has said that. From now on, the third time you hear that word,
sick.
No! Okay. The second time you hear the word, that word, phone in, right?
Okay.
So keep listening. Yeah. That's it. I think that's all we've got, isn't it, on the show?
Well, actually, the bugging device I used on you is obviously still working.
Oh, yeah, I still can't find that. I can't get it out.
Well, you need to get that out soon because
I've tried pulling the aerial because that's poking out.
It should be an aerial that automatically goes.
It's not
goes
retracting.
Is it not retracting?
No.
Right. It's still transmitting as well. And I was I caught a little bit of, well, I caught something interesting with you and the soon to be departed Watford manager.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. I'm on to you big time. Got some audio. We'll play it later. In the meantime, it's time for the news.
Well said.
Thank you. Fox's fumes for sale. Leicester fever has reached new heights. Isn't going away, is it, though?
Who is this Leicester fever?
With everyone trying to profit from the country's obsession with Claudio Ranieri's team. If you go on eBay, you'll find someone selling air taken from the King Power Stadium on the day Leicester lifted the Premier League trophy. And the seller, in their own words, says,
"This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to purchase a one-litre clip jar full of fresh, winning air. No time wasters, please."
Is that they talk?
No, that's Leicester fever. Leicester is the name, Leicester fever.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Leicester.
Please see my 100% feedback.
Okay. The starting price. What's the starting price? I've got it written down here, but maybe Leicester fever, in his own words, can tell us what the
30 big ones.
30 quid for an empty bottle.
It's not empty. It's got air in it.
Have you ever had a bad experience on eBay?
Yes, I have.
Go on.
A woman just kept sending it to the wrong address. Like it got returned to her. It was a clear acrylic Christmas tree, and it got returned to her because it went to the wrong address. And I kept saying, "Look, that's not my address. Send it to the address on the thing that the eBay notification.
Yeah,
send it to that one." This is what she said. I put the postcode into Zoopla. Right?
Is it Leicester fever?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. This is what her actual was. I put the postcode into Zoopla and it came up with a flat that's for sale. Well, just what is going on?
Yeah, but you can live in a flat that is for sale.
I don't, because the postcode in London refers to several properties.
Of course it does.
Probably 50 properties.
You need to combine the postcode with the door number and you'll get closer to where you want to be.
Yes, and that's what I said. Eventually I started like writing to her in capitals.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Listen, lady!
I didn't go as far as bold and underlined.
Oh, okay, yeah. Banter banned from Dundee playgrounds. Spare a thought for the children of Fort Hill Primary School in Dundee. They're handing out contracts to be signed by pupils and parents with a set of conditions for kids playing football during their lunch break. The contract appeared on Twitter. The rules include: I will not deliberately foul. Mm. I will not hog the ball. Mm. I will not cheat. Mm. I will not gloat or boast. Mm-hmm. I will not chant or use banter.
Can you do it again as Richard Dawkins?
I will not deliberately foul. I will not hog the ball. I will not cheat. I will not gloat or boast. I will not chant or use banter. I understand that if I break any of the agreed rules, that staff may review my contract and I may not be allowed to play. That's the beginning and the end, isn't it?
I will not chant or use banter.
I mean, this is a primary school, so it's kids 11 and...
Or is it intended? Were you bantering? It sounded like you were bantering. No, honestly, sir, it was constructive criticism, sir. Please don't ban me from football. It was not banter. It sounded like banter to me. No, sir, it wasn't. It wasn't banter. Please don't. Sounds like a chant. Stop it. I'm not. You're chanting. I'm not, sir. I'm not. Stop it or you'll be banned.
Ex-Saints striker cigarette sacking. Danny Osvaldo has been involved in many altercations with teammates and managers over the years, the most famous of which was when Southampton sacked him for headbutting teammate Jose Fonte during training.
Classic.
Obviously they hadn't signed a contract. Mm. Or maybe they had, and that
just
was what it was.
Just banter.
Just banter. Osvaldo's contract has been terminated yet again, this time by Argentinian club Boca Juniors. That's because after Boca's draw with Nacional, Osvaldo was caught smoking in the dressing room. Like a child. Is he in the toilet cubicle? Oh, shit. Shit, it's the coach. It's four of them. Four of them were in there.
Open the window.
I was Voldo, it's always you. Come on out, you come. I didn't used to smoke in the kids' toilets. What I used to do was, and this is terrible, and I hate myself.
Go on.
I've literally forgotten about this until this point, and it's embarrassing.
Go on.
Get a load of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Soak it in the basin. What do you call that? What do normal people call that?
A sink.
Sink, that's the one. And then just...
The hand bidet.
And then just plop it on the ceiling.
Plop what on the ceiling?
The sort of wet
I thought this was about
tissue.
Smoking.
No, I didn't smoke, but I did something even more irritating.
Yeah.
And then just walk out. What a bastard.
Well, no, I think... thinking back to the thing... No, it's not that bad. It's just...
Yeah, but it's just pointless. Absolutely pointless. And someone needs to clean it.
Terrible.
I'll tell you one thing. And even at the time, I had a go at my mate. I was in McDonald's. My mate just peeled open one of those tomato ketchup pots.
Yeah.
Just plopped it down on the seat. And then just spread it about a bit. I was going, what'd you do that for? So I got cleaners. I mean, that's not the point. He tried to justify it by saying, yeah, but if I didn't do that, those cleaners would be out of a job.
That's a fair point. Just experimenting. I wonder what happens if we just spread this on here.
I guess so. I had so much energy as a kid. Like, I completely burnt it out when I was at school.
Yeah.
As soon as I left school and I joined the real world, I suddenly started working at this, operating at this level.
Right.
Before, I just was all over the place, 100 miles an hour.
You're like a star that's burnt all its fuel, it's combusted
all
its...
I'm now a white dwarf.
Yeah. I like the idea of you being a white dwarf. Like a follow-up to The Hobbit.
Yeah.
And finally, up to 31 athletes could be banned after Beijing retests. Yes, up to 31 athletes from six sports could be banned from competing at the Rio Games, Olympic chiefs have said. That's the end of the headlines. Time for the stories in your area.
With us in the studio...
In the studio...
A friend of the show...
Friend of the show...
It's the third time he's been on the podcast...
It's the third time he's been on the podcast...
Mr. YouTube.
Mr. YouTube.
It's Spencer Owen.
It's Spencer Owen.
Hello.
Hello, Spencer.
Very good.
Thanks for coming back, Spencer.
Thanks for having me, boys. How are you both?
I'm good. Tell us about the Spencer FC podcast. You're taking a break.
Oh, yeah, it's a shame. It's nice to be back, actually, to be honest. I've missed this place. Yeah, basically, lots of things coming up, lots of things keeping me very busy. I do want to bring the podcast back as soon as possible, get back on it. I really much enjoyed the extended period of time you get to chat.
Mm.
You started YouTube now, of course.
I'm on the YouTube.
So you know the differences. You know, YouTube is all, everyone wants it nice and concise and quick, but the podcast needs to be a bit longer.
I didn't know that, but these are all good things to know.
I mean, I can't really talk. My YouTube videos are quite long anyway, but not as long as a podcast would be. So, no, it's good to be back in here. I want to start it up again soon, but I only want to do it if I can get the best people on.
Why don't you get me on?
That's an option. I mean, we almost had you on. We had James on, and you didn't actually make it in on that one.
Yeah, late. That's why you went on.
Late. What? No, I wasn't invited.
You weren't late. We were at capacity. We were running at capacity,
and we already had what's his name? Old Tom
Gray. Tom Gray, yeah, Thomas.
And he's the.
It was the wild cards. We've got too many wild cards for the.
Yeah, ball. That's the thing. You don't want it too wild, do you?
Exactly.
No. and what are you going to do on your little break, Spencer?
Well, I mean, I've got a normal day job of doing the YouTube videos, which I do pretty much every day.
Yeah, just a normal day job doing YouTube videos.
Do you do it every day?
I think we put up about six videos a week, so we have one day we don't have a video. But yeah, it's pretty busy.
Sick, man.
That is incredible. I've set myself a goal trying to do two a week. Dropped one last week already. Been doing it for three weeks.
Though, I've got people helping me as well, so it's not all me. Like when I used to do it just on myself, I used to do about three or four a week. And that was like all I could physically do.
It's fun doing it by yourself, though.
It is, yeah. You have to start like that as well, because that's how you get an understanding of every element of it. You're doing my hands again?
Yeah. Sorry, I just... You've got lovely hands. I'm trying to get a photograph. Just, I know I always compliment you on your hands, but they are really just... I do think you should be a pianist.
I've got the hands. I just yes. need to learn how to play piano. That's the small detail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you got a piano?
Got a hard part now.
No.
Oh, I was saving up for a piano for my unborn daughter.
You need to do a YouTube video with Korg or Yamaha or someone.
Yeah, get some of that freestyle.
You should definitely be doing a gardening YouTube, The Urban Gardener. You should definitely be doing that.
I'd call it Purple Patch.
Purple Patch, sure.
A lot of purple stuff.
You should definitely do that.
Should definitely do it, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you'd be getting deals, trowel deals, and
your own trowel.
Yeah, your own.
I've never had my own trowel. What will you eat on your break?
What will you eat on your break?
Like, what will you get? Like, you get up in the morning. Take us through a typical day in your break.
You play football, don't you? I do actually play quite a lot. Are you on footballer's diet or something? No, I wish I was.
No, we started a new team called Hashtag United, which we've been playing a lot of games at. We played at Wembley recently, a couple of weeks ago. We're going to be playing up at Man City soon.
Who was that against? Because that was...
Wembley was against Vauxhall.
Right.
They put together a staff team, smashed them.
Have you ever played Hashtag?
What's that?
It's a very slow-moving game.
What does a hashtag
look like? I can't actually think in
technically this is, a, this is a, we have to think about this in the creative process, because some people will say it's like that, which is right. Two vertical lines, two horizontal lines, but a proper hashtag is actually an angle.
Those lines
are at an angle.
It's like what incline. Hitler did to that Hindu sign,
to the swastika.
Yeah, just angled it just a little bit.
Oh, did he?
To something completely different.
So the original Hindu thing is...
Sorry. I don't know if this is true. This is something that I found out when I was a kid.
The flag bits on it go the other way around, don't they?
No. It's literally just turned on its axis, if you will. Because apparently it meant peace.
Yeah.
Gunther, look that up for us.
Gunther will know already.
It's Barclays £3 bet.
All right, let's do some housekeeping and discuss the final £3 bet of the season. Last week, we went for a bumper £3 bet on all 10 Premier League games. Needless to say, we didn't win. But I did get 6 results right, which means the final scores for the £3 bet this season are... I'm £48 in debt. Basically, I've lost £50. And Jalal is £10 in profit.
£10?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There you go.
Oh my goodness, I can buy that piano for my unborn daughter.
Brilliant.
Or at least, you know, put it towards that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. How many did I get right on Sunday?
Gunther's just shaking his head.
Ah, I didn't do well.
I don't think so.
Well, you know, I don't care about the moral victory. I'm taking the cash.
But also, you made that bet beforehand. You made the bet that the United game would be called off due to a bomb scare. How did you know that? You put a pound on that, didn't you?
Just, no.
Should we move on?
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the point is, I've won £10, and it, although it's an imaginary £10, the piano is imaginary, and my unborn daughter is imaginary. Yeah. So
everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
You're a West Ham fan. Well, I wanted to talk to you about, because I watched your video because you went to the last
final
game.
Final day.
Upton Park. I thought the video was actually really, really good because it was a unique perspective of that day.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And when you were sort of climbed up to get a little bit higher to show just
Gorilla.
How many people were outside the stadium that were never going to get in.
No. It was crazy. There was at least 50,000 people out there. And it was a lot of coverage of that final day. Obviously, for me as a West Ham fan, I loved it. But I reckon probably for some non-West Ham fans, it's probably a bit too much. There was a lot of Sky Sports. I was on the press day the day before at Upton Park. So there was a lot of it. But what I think I'm able to do with my stuff is actually show what it is like for the fans,
yeah,
as opposed to like the shiny Sky Sports documentary,
yes,
and all this stuff.
Definitely.
Like, this is what I do. This is the place I get my burger. That's not going to be there next week.
Yeah.
This is the place I go to that. So it's nice.
It was really interesting because it was like an incredible game.
Yeah, great game.
It was just sort of like a lightning in the bottle moment because it had all the perfect ingredients. It was the last game that was going to be played there. You know, they've been there for over 100 years.
Yeah, 112 years.
They were losing against Manchester United that just knocked them out of the FA Cup. You know, is this...
And we were actually playing for something competitively,
yeah,
like, based on our position.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it was sort of... It was looking like it was going to be a sad day. You know, the farewell was quite sad, you know, on its own.
I said to my
but
brother
to
the
come
time,
back
was
and
like,
win.
Because we went 1-0 up and we went 2-1 down.
Yeah.
We went 2-1 down. I was like, this is quite a fitting end in many ways. It's pretty much how we spent the whole time in the stadium, like, trying our best but coming short.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it's a shame we can't win, because if we win, it's like a sign of things to come, maybe, in the new stadium. Like, we want to beat teams like Man United going forward. And then we turned it around. It was that positive note to end on. But no, it was a great, great game, actually. And then now, obviously, I find myself rooting for them against your boys in the FA Cup final, because if Man United beat you, we get in Europe.
Yes.
Because we messed it up on the last day against
Stoke. Hang on. Explain this to me.
Is it one spot for Europa League in the league? Yeah.
If they finish top six and they win the FA Cup,
yeah,
then seventh place get a Europa League spot.
Yes.
Because if Palace win the FA Cup, you get a Europa League,
yeah,
spot. And then in seventh place, don't get it.
So if you finish sixth in the league, you get a Europa League spot. Mm. Or if you win the FA Cup, you get a Europa League spot. But if that team finishes sixth and wins the FA Cup spot, there's a spare slot, so it will go to the next team in the league.
Yep.
We're going to be watching the game, watch it in my local,
right,
in Dagenham, which is a West Ham pub.
So they'll be cheering for United?
Yeah. Everyone will be cheering for United, and I'll be on my own.
I know you want to win the FA Cup, but do you want to be in the Europa League?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That could spell trouble.
Well, we didn't have the squad to really cope much this season in the league. We definitely are one of those teams that would struggle. Is there a financial benefit for qualifying?
Yeah, it is a little one, but it's nothing like the Champions League.
You're not going to be able to really improve the squad that much. But if you win the Europa League, you get in the Champions League.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's all these leagues, and I don't.
It's too
like
many
a thousand
leagues,
leagues under the sea.
Exactly. That's the point.
Flores says the league is too long. The season is too long.
Hmm.
We don't have a winter break, so technically Yaz is more spaced out.
Yeah. Mm. We don't have a winter break.
Everywhere else they play the same amount of games, do they?
Yeah. 38.
Well, I don't know what he's going on about then. I've had it with him anyway.
I know, yeah. He's leaving, isn't he? How's that made you feel?
Don't want to talk about it.
It is bizarre.
It's not bizarre considering they've got three managers, Watford, because of the people at the running the place.
Ooh. Go on, carry on.
I can't say any more.
Legally, I can't.
The Pozzos, who do sound like a crime family, but aren't, they like to get in fresh managers.
They're in the olive oil business, aren't they?
I feel good. I feel complete like a person.
I feel complete like a person.
I felt completely happy in this year.
I felt completely happy in this year.
I enjoy the experience.
I enjoy the experience.
We enjoy of this amazing journey.
We enjoy this amazing journey. Kike, why have you asked all your other followers to leave, including my friend Jürgen?
Well,
Right, the whole thing feels weird now. It's just like, feels like a sort of death culty thing.
So the most important thing is how I feel in this moment.
No, don't, all right, don't all do all that live in the moment stuff, okay? It's just...
We have a lot of reasons to be happy.
No, enough of the mantras. I just want to know what is going on.
You need to understand everything.
No, not everything.
I understand completely everything.
Right, I just want to know who is going to be looking after us for our next match and our next match and our next match. Oh my God, what's going on? Oh God, it's disgusting. I've made a terrible mistake. I shouldn't be here.
Do you call it Upton Park or the bowling ground? I always call it Upton Park. It wasn't until like a few years ago, like I was a proper adult and everything. I wasn't like still at school, where someone said, "Oh, you know, it's called the bowling ground."
Yeah,
I was going, "Fuck off."
Yeah, I basically had the same thing. I was a little bit younger, but I had for a number of years when I was a kid, I always called it Upton Park.
Yeah.
And then you realise it's actually called the bowling ground, but everyone calls it Upton Park. I call it both. The bowling term's been used a lot more in the last year or two because all the memorabilia and all the terminology from the club is using the word bowling.
Right.
But because that is his official name.
Yeah.
There was a place called the Bowling Castle that was in East Ham. It used to be a landmark in the East Ham area. When the Bowling Ground was made, it was named after that. That's why we've got the two castle pillars at the front. And that got rid of. And then there's the Bowling Pub there now. Upton Park is just the area. It's the tube stop. Yeah. There's an actual park behind it. So it goes by both names. All the West Ham club stuff, Farewell Bowling, all uses Bowling. Yeah. In FIFA, it's called the Bowling Ground.
I've seen... scarves and things like that. They say Upton Park.
Scarves,
on
mate.
Things and,
it's just made by.
Quite fitting that it's going for the chop, because Anne Boleyn had her head cut off.
That she did.
Who was she followed by? Because that should dictate what they call the new ground.
What, Jane Seymour Stadium or something? Catherine Aragon?
Was Boleyn the second one?
Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. So she's either the second or the fourth. No, the fifth.
Wait, Anne Boleyn, Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour Stadium.
I think it's going to be well annoying because all my friends are going to rub my nose in it, but I really think this move to the stadium, if they can have another good season, I think West Ham will eventually win the league.
I hope you're right.
I really do. I think they're an incredible prospect for some foreign investors with big deep pockets.
Mm.
It's a London club, which
someone made a good point to me. I've said the exact same thing for a long time.
Yeah.
Someone made a good point to me the other day, is that now is the worst time to buy West Ham. You wouldn't buy West Ham now because
you should have bought them before.
Exactly. What Sullivan and Gold did, they bought us. I think they spent like 50 million or something. I don't know what they spent. They put a lot of their own money, hands in their own pockets to get rid of debt over the last few years. Done an unbelievable job for the club. The club is now valued at like 400-500 million. Because of the stadium.
Yeah.
So to buy it now, you'd have to spend that money. Yeah. And when are you going to make the money back?
I think those people do have that money.
There's definitely scope to see us being bought out. It's just we'd have to have someone with very deep pockets that doesn't want to see a return on investment for a long time. But if their return is just winning stuff and have it in their portfolio of achievements in their life, winning things, then it's an opportunity.
I think an American will buy. I think someone will come in from America.
I don't
America.
Think American ownership ever ends well, in my opinion.
No. But a friend of mine who lives in America... he was telling me that, you know, football the way you see it is going to change. It's already happening with these meetings of the European League, these secret meetings that are apparently going on, because the way that they do things in America is there's no relegation and every club makes loads of money every year. And
that's so American. There's no relegation.
No, there isn't.
Like, it's
just, it's very,
there's
very...
There's only opportunity.
Yes, yeah. And what it is, we already do have a handful of American owners in the Premier League.
Man United.
Palace have got some Americans getting involved.
I was watching a thing about American football. Not American football, but American soccer.
Yeah.
And the women's team brings in more revenue than the men's team. And yet, they get paid a fraction of what the men earn.
Yeah, there was a big thing recently about women US soccer players protesting about that. They wanted equal pay. But yeah, for a long time.
Not this again.
God bless them.
I mean, if they're making more money, then they should. They should not get equal pay. They should get paid more. That's the way America works, isn't it? Pretty soon, there's going to be enough American owners in the Premier League where they're going to own those clubs, and they're all going to say, "Oh, by the way, this is how we do it over in America. What you're doing doesn't make any sense. Let's all do things our way."
Give them all guns. They've all got different guns. Like,
yeah,
the goalkeeper has a shotgun when the ball's coming in.
Okay.
Like
a scatter.
The strikers, they've got sort of just
sniper rifles.
Yeah, why not? No, because you're running about, you need something portable. Like
the centre backs are sniper rifles.
Colt, whatever, the small guns.
Oh, Walter PPK.
Yeah.
That's what
midfielders. I don't know, they can have an AK-47.
Yeah.
We've got some more five-star feedback where we encourage you to be as negative as you like as long as you give us 5 stars on iTunes.
We've given you guys carte blanche.
Hi, everybody, I'm carte blanche.
Carte blanche is back.
Hi.
Mikey from Bow writes, West Ham are the best, Palace are dog shit, getting relegated next season. Irons. Irons, slang for homosexual. Andy R2407 says, awful, and I am ashamed of listening. You must stop for the benefit of humanity.
Andy, well...
Fucking hell. Do you want to do the next one, Carte Blanche?
Glenn Bush gave us 5 stars and just wrote the word Glenn. Thanks, Glenn. I love you.
That's my favourite review so far. Glenn.
Yeah. Glenn Bush gave us 5 stars and just wrote the word Glenn. Glenn.
Visit dreamteamfc.com to see more of the stories we've been talking about. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. It's just left for us to say goodbye next week.
Is it all right if you do the goodbyes by yourself? I'm going to... I've just got to pop to the bathroom.
Yep, sure, no problem.
For no reason. Where's the executive bathroom in this building?
It's on the top floor, why?
No reason, I just... you know.
If you need to do your business, I'll cover for you.
No, it's not, you know, just...
Well, I don't want to know what you get up to in there.
No.
I can assume as much.
Okay. All right. I'll leave you to it.
All right. See you, Jalal.
Bye.
So that's Jalal off to the toilet. I'm going to leave this room, which usually means that the podcast has to stop. So goodbye then, I guess.
Psst. Oi, Jurb. I mean, Jurgen. It's me, I need to talk to you.
Okay.
What are you doing in there?
my right arm hurts, I don't know why.
That's how it is, isn't it?
That's how it is.
Yeah, I've been trying to get my bug out. Anyway, listen, I'm pretty sure that James is suspicious about the not nice thing you did at Old Trafford.
So I think it's deserved. We fight, we strike back, we fight like devils, and so it's deserved.
Yeah, and, you know, well executed, obviously.
Yeah, we did really brilliant.
But we need to get rid of the plans.
You can throw your plan in the purple bin, eh?
No, I think that's for sanitary products, not for...
rubbish.
Yeah. I'm feeling glad.
Long time passing, where have all the good songs gone? Long time ago.
Bowie at the end there. Long time ago, Jareth the Goblin King. Gum, goggle.
I like his higher voice. Let's dance, that one.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
Yeah, that one.
And if you say hi... Is it hi or bye?
You don't.
Is it hide? I thought you say if you don't.
Oh. I'll run with you. Because my love for you
will break my heart in two. If you should fall
into my arms and tremble like a flower.
Bam, 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 bam. Bam, bam, bam.
That is probably the best song in the world.
We need to go on Buzzcocks. Oh, yeah. It's not on anymore, is it? Do you remember a guy that's been with such an early soul? I've heard a rumour from ground control. Oh, no,
that's
don't say it's
bit.
True. Oh, we've got no. a message from the action man.
I'm happy, hope you're happy too.
Love, all I needed love. Sordid details following.
God, that's good. That's good.
Can I go on?
Yeah.
Streaking of nothing is killing, just pictures of Jap girls in synthesis and the ain't got no money and I ain't got no hair. Oh, oh, oh.
That's good.
I love that.
Lyrics are mad, aren't they?
Very evocative.
What's the...
Those Ashes to Ashes lyrics.
With my little China girl.
Oh, my little China girl.
I'm my little China girl.
Oh, can this just be the podcast?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.